Mishnah and Daf Chaf Beis reads: Ein Rochin al Suso, ve'ein Yosrin al Kiso, ve'ein Mashtamshin b'Shavito, ve'ein Ron Oso Kushu Mistaper. These are all the halachas of Kavod Melech, and they're subsumed under the halacha of Som Tosim Alecha Melech. Melech Shetei Emoso Alecha. And the Rambam also quotes this. The Rambam says, Kavod Gadol Nogam B'Melech. Mesimelo ema v'yira b'leiv kol adam shenema som tosim shete emaso alecha ein rochin al suso ben yoshim al kiso ve mishdamshim b'shavito v'lo b'kisro v'lo b'echad mikol klei tashmisho. And all of these are halachas in the Melech. And I want to suggest, if you look at this, these halachas of Melech, one of the sources, implied sources about this, is the story in the Megillah, when Achashverosh asks Haman, how do you honor Sabbath Shabbat? Melech wants to, that the king wants to honor, and he says, he gives him that he should sit on the king's horse, and he should wear the king's crown. And you see all of those things that are mentioned by Haman, those are violation of the halach of Kavod Melech. That may indeed be the source that the Mishnah, the Gemara, and the Rambam know about. But you see the precipitous decline immediately after that in Haman's standing. Because Achashverus begins to understand that Haman himself wants to rule, that he wants to usurp the Malchus from Achashverosh. And because he suggests that this person, who Haman assumed, of course, was himself, that he would be ending, he would ride on the king's horse, that he would wear the king's crown, and those are all violations of the halacha of dignity and honor of the king. And Achashverosh understood that meant that he wanted to ultimately usurp the Malchus, that he should be the king. And from that point on in the Megillah, you see the precipitous decline in Haman's fortune. And the Rambam continues, U'kishu meis kulam nisrafim lefonav, v'chein lo yishtamish b'avodav u'v'shishchosav shamosav el melech echad. And when he dies, everything of the kings is burnt. As the Pasuk says, B'misrafos, Pasuk in Yirmiya, B'misrafos avosecha asher yuhu lefanecha yisrafu lach. And the Rav told this extraordinary story. This was, he said this at the hesped of his brother, Dr. Shmuel Soloveitchik. He told the story that when the Tiferes Yaakov died, the Beis HaLevi came to be maspid him. The Tiferes Yaakov, who wrote a classic sefer on Gittin, was the Rav of Varsha, and apparently there were some Hasidim who complained about him to the authorities, and he lost his rabbinic position, and he was very distraught. And after that, when he died, the Beis HaLevi came to eulogize him, and his hesped was, he told over what says in the Navi, that when Tzidkiyahu was in jail, and he was put in jail by Nebuchadnezzar, and under the worst of circumstances, his children were killed in front of him, and then he was blinded. And Yirmiyahu comes to console him, to comfort him, while Hizkiyo is still in jail. And he tells him, this b'misrafos avasecha asher hayu lefanecha yisrafu lach, el adon yikru lach, that he told him that you, when you die, they will treat you like a king. And the mitzvah of secha, all your personal effects and will be burnt like that of a king, because also l'shtamish b'hem, no one else is allowed to use them. So the Beis Halevi said, "It's what is Yirmiyahu telling him? Everything was taken away from him. He's in jail. Tragically, his sons were killed in front of him. And what does he mean to say you'll be treated like a king?" So the Beis Halevi said in his Hesper, what it means is, Yirmiyahu was telling him, he said, Tzidkiyahu, when you die, when you go to the Olam HaEmes, you will go not as a hejet, you'll go as a melech, as a king, and you'll be treated like a king. But misufos avasecha, asher hayu lefanecha, like those who preceded you, Malchei Yehuda. And you don't go, as the Rav said, basically, said, you don't go as a hejet. And then the Beis Halevi said, Rabbi Yeshaber, he said, Rabbi Yaakov Gesundheit, the Tveres Yaakov, where he goes to Olam HaEmes, a gate nit als hejet, the Rav said, he doesn't go simply as a commoner, a gate als melech, as he goes, and then he said, a gate als Varsha Varav, as the Rav of Varsha. And while the position was taken away from him, but in terms of his personal endowment, he always remains the Varshav Rav. And then the Rav said that my brother, Reb Shmuel, he doesn't go to Olam HaEmes as a scientist. A gate nit als Fishen Saflacha, a gate als Lamden, he goes as a Lamden, as tail from Beis Harav, as part of the Beis Harav. It was extraordinarily moving.